Life Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. We're featuring interviews and music performances recorded in and near the Life Effect Performance Studio on today's show. Before the break, we heard the seasoned voices of the Masonic Wonders ahead of their performance at Global Union Saturday. The voice you're hearing now is as polished as some musicians twice her age. It belongs to Brookfield's Nora Collins, who's still in her teenage years but has already collected two Rising Star Awards by the Wisconsin area music industry and has opened for some major names on the country music scene. Collins dropped by the Lake Effect studio recently to chat and play a few songs, including this original called Harley. That's Harley, Nora Collins in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you so much, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Do you remember the first time you picked up a guitar?
I first picked up a guitar when I was in fourth grade. So I was 10 years old, and I took lessons for a summer, but then I set it down and it laid in my room for 4 years until I picked it back up when I was 14.
What made the difference? Why were you just not ready at 10?
Well, I think I just really didn't like practicing. You know, and I just wanted to play songs. I didn't want to, you know, learn the scales and everything. So when I picked it back up when I was 14, I remembered four chords that I learned, and I taught myself how to play again by writing a song.
What was that song? What do you write about when you're 14?
Boys. The first song I wrote, it was called Every Time, and it's the first track on my very first CD, Red Chuck Taylor's.
What do you think made the difference between the time you were 10 and 14? Were you listening to a lot of music in that time?
Well, I've always listened to a lot of music. I mean, I grew up with, you know, my dad always had the radio playing. I guess the real difference was I was playing because I wanted to when I was 14. You know, no one was forcing me to do it, to practice and learn the scales. So,
where does writing a song start for you? I mean, you talk about the first song you wrote when you were 14, but today, when you want to write a song, do you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a song now and then try to channel something? Or does it just strike you when, you know, you're at the grocery store or you're playing or you know, where does it start?
Now it kind of comes when a thought comes to me, you know, or I see something that sparks an idea. And then I try to sit down and go through it, but I never try to force it.
How long does it usually take? I mean, how do you know when you have it right?
Every song is different. When I wrote my first song when I was 14, you know, that took 10 minutes. You know, it's a very simple song. And now, you know, it can take, you know, a couple hours or maybe even a couple days. You know, it depends on, I guess, that day and, you know, what's going through my mind and if I'm on a roll or if I'm not.
Do you throw out a lot before you get to the point where you've got something that you're happy with?
Well, I've learned a lot about songwriting in the past year, and so I now do throw out a lot of stuff, and I go back and I make revisions because I want to make sure I'm writing the best song I possibly can.
Who has made the difference? How have you learned about songwriting, and especially in just the last year?
Well, I'm a member of NSAI, which is Nashville Songwriters Association International, and there's a Milwaukee chapter, and they meet once a month, and they talk about the different aspects of songwriting and how to craft a song. So I've learned a lot there, and also I had the awesome opportunity to write with Willie Porter, and the song we wrote together actually is the title track of my brand new CD, but he really helped me to understand different points of songwriting that I didn't know before.
Where did your voice come from? You talked about how you picked up the guitar and then picked it up again 4 years later. When did the singing become part of what you do?
I've sung my whole life. I've always loved to sing. And the first song I sang was when I was three. It was My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion. And I was a member of our church junior choir, so I always sang in church. I was constantly singing. So that's always been something that I love to do. And
well, we would love to hear you sing another song. What
sure.
do you have for us?
This next song is another song that I wrote by myself. And there's two versions of this song. There's a version that's on my brand new CD, Only the Beginning, and another version that's more of a poppy full band version. So here's I'll Pray for You.
On your face, but a sense of sweetness in your eyes. If it wasn't for that lipstick stain, I would have believed your lies. Some about those baby blues, I always thought I'd have them to fall into. Turns out they were the key in your demise. I gave you my heart, you broke it in two. It'll be fine, I'm more worried about you. You lying, cheating, some vegan. Lucky for you, broken hearts are mandible. Not even the Lord could save your sorry soul. You dug the grave in which you what you deserve. So for now, I'll walk away. And even though you've been quite the jerk, well, I'll let karma do my dirty work. I don't want your blood on my hands. Oh no, I gave you my heart, you broke it in two. It'll be fine, I'm more worried about you. Cheating, some vegan. Lucky for you, broken hearts are mandible. Not even the Lord could save your sorry soul. You dug the grave in which you rose. So darling, I'll pray for you.
Nora Collins in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you so much. Excuse the awkward nature of this question, but
sure.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
What is the hardest part of this business for you at this point?
I guess trying to balance everything. I'm also going to school, and but I'm also, you know, I'm very serious about the music thing. I'd love to make music my career. And so trying to balance between school, doing, you know, the business end of the music, and also, you know, writing songs and learning new covers. And I have a very busy performance schedule. So, it's a lot, but it's what I love to do.
Well, and you mentioned the business aspect of the equation, and it seems unlikely nobody becomes a musician so that they can be a small business person, but it's such a necessary part of the equation unless you have a big label behind you. How much work is the marketing yourself aspect of it?
It's a lot of work, but I'm very lucky. I have a lot of help from my family, and it, you know, it pays off for sure.
Who have been the people you mentioned, Willie Porter? Who have been the other kinds of musicians, either in the Milwaukee area or outside the Milwaukee area, that have played a role in helping shape who you are?
You know, I've had a lot of awesome opportunities to open for a number of wonderful national artists. And, you know, I think by having those experiences and getting to talk with, you know, most of them, that has really shaped me. I've gotten to hear their experiences and their encouragement. You know, that's been really wonderful for me. And, you know, Willie Porter was really a big one for me.
Well, what's the best piece of advice you've gotten from maybe a group you've opened for?
I would say the best advice is to, you know, I've been to Nashville a couple times. But I decided this on my own, and I've also been told this, that it's best to stay where you're at and, you know, try to build a following there first and grow from there.
What is it like to go from playing gigs in the Milwaukee area and in and around Brookfield to walking into Nashville, where I would hazard a guess that the country music scene is maybe a little different than Brookfield, Wisconsin?
Sure. I mean, in Nashville, it's, you know, everything is country, 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 country. And here, it's, you know, there's all different genres of music. And so that's really nice, being in Milwaukee. You get to hear all different genres. And in Nashville, it's just there's so many people there all trying to achieve the same goal.
Do you feel like you can be a bigger fish in a smaller pond if you stick around here?
That's what I'm hoping for. You know, I'm trying really hard to build a following here, because I think it's very important to have the support of, you know, your hometown. And, you know, I've noticed, too, that people from Wisconsin are extremely supportive. I love it here, so I'd prefer to stay here for now.
You've had some big fish moments. You've been recognized by the Whammies, among others.
Yeah, I am very honored to have been named Wisconsin's 2012 and 2013 Whammy Rising Star. And also for the 2013 awards, I was nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year, which was a big honor for me.
Do you think it adds a little bit of pressure when you're named a rising star? Do you have to, is it tough to live up to? You have to, in your mind, think, well, if I'm a rising star, I need to be a star down the road.
No, I don't feel any pressure about that. You know, obviously, I love music and I'd love to make it my career. And, you know, if I become a big national star, that would be fantastic and amazing, and I'm sure I would love it. But if I just, you know, stay in Milwaukee and play like I am now, you know, I'd still have a wonderful time doing it. So it's wonderful to have that title and be recognized for my hard work, but I don't feel any pressure.
It must be something at the same time to be 19 and have two CDs under your belt.
Three CDs, actually. Oh, it's okay. You know, I realized when I was 14 that this is something that I really wanted to pursue, and I wrote enough songs to record that first CD, and I got some wonderful feedback, and a song that I wrote called Don't Slow Down that's on that first CD, I made a music video for it, and the music video made the top 16 in Country Music Television's Music City Madness contest. And so that gave me, you know, a lot of encouragement to continue, and that I was, you know, kind of going on the right path. So then I kept writing songs and recorded my second CD when I was 16, Run Away With Me, and just finished my brand new CD, Only the Beginning, in June. So I'm very proud of what I've been able to accomplish so far.
I think you said you're just about to film the next music video, right?
Yes. Actually, I filmed the music video for I'll Pray For You a couple months ago. And so it's in editing right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out. It's the same director that did the music video for Dimples Filled With Lies, which is off of my second CD. And that music video is being featured nationally on Zeus Country. So hopefully I'll pray for you. We'll end up in the same place.
I always wonder, when you're a musician and you're filming a music video, you have to play the song over and over and
yes.
over, and maybe just even snippets of the song over and over and over again. Does it ever feel like, I don't know, an out-of-body experience to be playing your music in a way where you're not really playing it the way you wrote it? You're playing it because they need multiple angles on you.
You know, it's just kind of fun. It really is. It's a different experience, something that not a lot of people get to do. I've had a lot of fun with the music videos that I've done. It's weird, you know, singing along to yourself, but it's just so much fun.
What have the most rewarding concerts been for you, either places or how do you know when you've reached the audience the way you want?
Sure. I've done some charity work and for the Alzheimer's Association. I Heart Nashville, it was a flood relief concert when there was the big floods in Nashville, and a number of different organizations. And, you know, that's always just very rewarding and makes you feel good that you're doing what little you can and help make a difference. And I guess I know that I've touched someone with a song when they come and tell me. You know, they say, oh, I really love that song. I connected to it. And that means a lot to me.
Well, Nora Collins, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And when you are world famous, I hope you'll come back and see us again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And what else can you play for us to take us out?
Sure. This is another song that's off of the brand new CD. I wrote this with my friend Kevin Kirk. It's a song about broken promises. It's called Nothing to Do With Me.
Nora Collins' latest CD is called Only the Beginning. You can find a link to more about her, including her schedule, which includes a gig this evening at Zafiro's in New Berlin, from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break, and then a former UWM social work student rolls back into town this weekend with a completely different career. We'll hear the distinctive sound of Shannon Carey and her band Luray when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.
Blame it all on me, but what you did had nothing to do with me.